Another year has slipped into the void where past years go. It's nearly time for football to put on its greatest show. It's celebrated coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, by people who love football. Sure, for they are bound to be enthralled by that great contest between the two teams that remain. When waves of football drama have washed down the football drain, the hopeless and the hopeful, the dynamic, the inert, the scramblers and the gamblers, and the healthy and the hurt, the highly touted candidates, the underdogs who tried against the odds to beat the best and beaten, finally sighed and left the stage to just the two teams destined then to roll onto that biggest, brightest stage of all, the Super Bowl. But super hardly covers it. It's super, super. No, it's big beyond enormous, even though one cannot go unless one has more money than a fool should ever spend to watch a game between two teams while sitting in the end zone. You see, it transcends meter as it dwarfs the world at large. It brings to this bleak time of year a monumental charge. I know the game itself is still some playoff tilts away, but they're part of the build-up to that most exciting day. Without anticipation, for the game that caps the season, what desperate soul could now discover any valid reason for wading through the snow and sleet and hail that's sometimes raining upon us in this gulf that stands between us and spring training?